This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. My fellow Americans, our long national nightmare is over. Taylor Swift's new single drops tonight. The album, Reputation, comes out November the 10th. 1989, her last album sold 1.3 million copies in its first week. But that was 3 years ago, a very long time in a rapidly changing music industry. Marketplace's Aaron Trank reports.
When Taylor Swift's 1989 sold through the roof, it was especially impressive because the album wasn't even streaming. The pop star pulled her music from Spotify and other platforms before putting it back this year. University of Toronto music professor Catherine Moore says she expects the new album will go straight to streaming.
Streaming is the new mainstream radio.
During Taylor's hiatus, streaming grew to account for more than half of music industry revenues. When her tunes were not on Spotify, they were on YouTube. A good place to be, says Monmouth University professor Joe Rapola.
YouTube is the biggest distribution channel of music these days, and so music video has kind of had a resurgence.
With more than 12 billion video views on her YouTube channel, Swift seems primed for an era where MTV's video playlist show TRL will soon be back on the air. Catherine Moore says Taylor's public image over the past few years proves something else about today's music biz.
You don't need to have an album to have visibility.
Swift managed to stay in our news feeds thanks to drama with Kanye West and Katy Perry. Some of that has damaged her brand, says Katie Fettel at marketing firm Teamworks Media.
Her image is pretty carefully cultivated, and I think that's always the interesting balance with her. It's like, how can you be cultivated yet also authentic?
But the singer may have repaired some of that earlier this month when she delivered powerful testimony in a sexual harassment case, which she ultimately won. I'm Aaron Schrenk for Marketplace.